Oh wow, have you seen the news? The cryptocurrency landscape has really been shaken up by a massive security breach involving Resolve Labs.
I've seen it, and I have to say, this incident serves as a stark warning regarding the inherent risks within the decentralized finance sector.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it? The USR stablecoin, designed to keep a one peg with the dollar, suffered a catastrophic exploit where an attacker minted 80 million USR tokens without providing the necessary backing.
And the damage was done immediately. Following this, the attacker cashed out at least $25 million worth of the asset, draining liquidity from the system and causing the token's value to plummet.
It really makes you think about the mechanics. To understand the severity of the situation, one must examine the minting process typically used in stablecoin protocols.
That's exactly the issue. These systems usually rely on over-collateralization or algorithmic mechanisms to ensure every token is backed by real value.
But clearly, that safety net wasn't there. However, in this specific case, the attacker identified a vulnerability that allowed them to generate tokens without the required backing.
It points directly to a critical flaw in the smart contract logic, or the Oracle data feeding the system.
And the speed of the theft is terrifying. The speed at which the attacker withdrew funds indicates that the security infrastructure failed to detect the anomaly in real time, pointing to a potential flash loan exploit or reentrancy attack.
It's just a nightmare scenario. The implications of this hack extend far beyond the immediate victims of the Resolve Labs protocol.
Exactly. Stablecoins are often utilized as a safe haven within the crypto ecosystem, functioning similarly to cash in a traditional bank.
Which makes the depeg even worse. When a stablecoin loses its peg, it creates panic among traders and developers who rely on these assets for trading pairs or collateral.
This event highlights the necessity for rigorous auditing, as history has shown that vulnerabilities can exist even in audited code.
It raises critical questions for the industry regarding how to build better safeguards against rapid, large-scale liquidations.
We really need to look at the impact on the ecosystem, which includes several critical factors.
First, every hack erodes the collective trust users have in DeFi platforms.
And second, when a major stablecoin depegs, liquidity providers often pull their funds, causing increased volatility.
And third, such high-profile failures may lead to increased regulatory scrutiny on stablecoin issuers by governments.
So for investors navigating this space, the lesson is clear. Diversification and caution are paramount.
Absolutely. It is unwise to place all capital into a single basket, even if a project promises stability.
You should definitely keep a portion of your portfolio in regulated assets or cold storage to protect against smart contract exploits.
And don't forget to research. Additionally, investors should always check audit reports and the history of a project before entering a pool.
Potential doesn't mean safety. While projects may be promising, potential does not equal security.
And remember, the crypto market is volatile, and security breaches are a constant risk that must be managed through careful research.
Ultimately, the collapse of the Resolve USR stablecoin serves as a cautionary tale for the entire industry.
It's a hard truth to swallow. While the innovation of stablecoins offers utility, the security risks remain a significant hurdle.
As the ecosystem matures, protocols must invest more heavily in security research and transparent recovery mechanisms.
Until those measures are solidified, investors must remain vigilant and prepared for the possibility of sudden, drastic market shifts driven by security incidents.